Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. I mean, we're in the Christmas season, right? Chuck always gets the first request, so what better way to get it started than Donny Hathaway this Christmas? Hey, even Dylan knew this song. Did you know who sang this song, Dylan? Did you know who Donny Hathaway is, the musical artist? You know? Okay, I'm amazed you knew who Donny Hathaway was. Because that's old school right there. And he's been, God, how long has Donny Hathaway been dead? He died in the early 80s, didn't he, I think? I looked that up, Dave. I think he died in the early 80s. This is This Christmas, which is a tremendous song. I think Donny Hathaway died in like the early 80s or something like that. So he's been around dead for a long time. So I'm surprised that you knew all about this. But anyway, great Christmas. We'll probably mix some of that stuff in. 79 is when he died. Holy cow. Yeah, because, I mean, he died not long after. I think he committed suicide. He died not long after he did all that stuff with Roberta Flack and all that. You know, they did that stuff in the late, I want to say, 76, 77 somewhere for all that stuff with Roberta Flack. And then he died. He took his own life not long after that. Great singer. Great, great performer. Lost him way, way too early on. But one of the great Christmas songs. So, hey, it's Christmas season, so we'll have a little bit of fun with the music. 404-741-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to be a part of the show. Keep that number handy because we got Rankin coming up at the 1040 spot. I did see our buddy Rusty, I know, already had, I think, a list or two on there. So hit us up on the text line if you want to do that. Odyssey app site, catch us on the go. We want you to put that on one of your devices since you're not in the car as much. Take the smartphone, the Alexa speakers, your tablet, your turntable, your Walkman, your Coleco, your Light Bright, whatever your device is, download it on something. I'd explain, by the way, to one of our faithful lady listeners that actually what Coleco was. I sent her the Wikipedia. Coleco is an old gaming device, and that was like, if you had like the Atari and the Intellivision and all that, Coleco was another one of those kind of like video gaming devices. So listen, I'm old school. That's why we do it this way. So download that to catch us on the go. Social media, 99 The Game. Follow me on my Twitter page, at JMCH316. You can hit us up with a list there as well. We've got Dopey Millennial Dylan in producing tonight, our number one Dopey Millennial. On our top 10 list, he's right at the top. So he's one, and Garrett goes number two out of all of it. So there you go. Jarvis with the week off this week. We'll be back with you on Thursday night. We've got our one-hour show that'll lead you into NFL football. Then a busy weekend as 12 to 4 college football game time with myself, Randy, and Chris Goforth from Hudson Grill downtown, right across from State Farm Arena. So we'll be right there broadcasting, get you ready for SEC Championship. Of course, it'll be a busy time in Atlanta with Georgia and Alabama. So going to be a lot of folks in town for all of that. Then Sunday, of course, Hugh Douglas and myself right there on Northside Drive with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, 9 to 11. Get you ready for Falcons and Buccaneers, which will take place then. We'll talk a little bit more Falcons football coming up here at 10:20. First, though, let's get to a college football roundup.
It's time for the college football roundup. A complete look at all the collegiate football action. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Oh, let me say very quickly, too, people are killing Dylan on the text line on my Twitter page because he's not seen Die Hard. You should. Everybody should be killing Dylan. It's ridiculous to have not seen Die Hard. With all due respect, you're a guy. Right, exactly. Like, it's on regular cable TV 1,000 times. And it's one of the great, like, guy action movies of all time. Like, it kind of changed up a lot of the way action movies were done and stuff like that. It wasn't just all shoot 'em up. It had storyline and other things there. And so, yeah, people are disappointing you, Dylan, as they rightly should be. And that's I'll guarantee you the only other person probably who's never seen Die Hard is Hot Take Tommy. You probably are two peas in a pod for who hasn't seen Die Hard. Hot Take Tommy's from Texas and didn't know who Steve Austin was. That's all you need to know about Hot Take Tommy. Anyway, college football roundup. If you didn't see the rankings coming out earlier in the evening, no real shock. Georgia is the number one team in the nation, and they are. I mean, goodness gracious. 12-0 about to play in the SEC title game. Georgia's in the playoff. So everybody knows that, right? No matter what happens on Saturday, they lose 73-0 to Alabama on Saturday. They're in the playoff. So your college football playoff ranking, Georgia's at 1, Michigan at 2, Alabama 3, Cincinnati at 4, Oklahoma State at 5, Notre Dame at 6, Ohio State, Ole Miss, Baylor, Oregon round out the top 10. So really at this point, Georgia's in the playoff, win or lose. Michigan's in, obviously, if they win. Bama's in the playoff if they win. If they lose, they're going to have a ton of help. They're going to have a lot of two-loss teams. Oklahoma State, I think, is potentially the team that gets left out depending on how things shake out. Bama wins, Cincinnati wins. I think Oklahoma State's left out. Bama loses, and Oklahoma State and Cincinnati win. That'll be your other two playoff teams. And everything is setting up for Georgia to win this thing. Well, they'll choke it up. I don't think this year, folks. Just like the Braves, I think this is Georgia's year. I think everything sets up for Georgia. I think Alabama's not as good as they've been, and I said that with all due respect. I know Robinson may not play after he got injured against Auburn, but Robinson ain't Najee Harris, man. And Menchie and what's his name? Williams, good wide receivers. Ain't Smith and Waddle and Ruggs and Judy. Ain't those dudes. And Bryce Young's a terrific quarterback. I mean, he's right there on par with what Mack and Tua were, but their left tackle is an All-American, but they got a lot of other questions on their offensive line. Will Anderson's as good a defensive player is in America. And that includes Jordan Davis. I mean, you talk about two of the probably three or four best defensive players in all of America. They'll be on the field, on Mercedes-Benz field on Saturday with Jordan Davis and Will Anderson. Man, those two guys are beasts, you know, out there. I just think Georgia's defense is going to get after Alabama. And you saw what Auburn was able to do. I think Georgia will put the same kind of pressure on Bryce Young. I think it's going to be too much for him. And I think Georgia finds enough points to be able to score, mix a pass and run. And Georgia's not had to have their offense win a game for him this year. They probably needed their offense to help them out a little bit against Clemson, but with that defensive touchdown, it ended up not mattering. Georgia's not had to have a game where their offense needed to win them a game this entire year. I'm not so sure that doesn't just continue to hold for him even in the SEC title game and possibly the playoffs as well. Georgia be an absolute betting favorite over Michigan, Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame. Pick any of those teams that you want, Georgia's the betting favorite overall. They're the betting favorite this weekend over Alabama, and that's their kryptonite so far. So we'll see what happens, but we'll be live 12 to 4 from Hudson Grill downtown. I know he said earlier today that he was not a candidate, and we're talking about Urban Meyer, Jacksonville Jaguars head coach, because obviously Notre Dame is open. That was a job that he said was a dream job. When asked about it, quote, "I'm not a candidate. Obviously, I spent 6 years of my life there. So great respect for Notre Dame, and as I do USC, UCLA, like we talked about earlier, I'm committed to the Jaguars and doing the best we can to turn this thing around." Okay, that's all fine and dandy. Why would Notre Dame not put back the Brinks truck up and go get Urban Meyer? I'm not 100% convinced that if Notre Dame didn't come with the right offer, Urban wouldn't leave. And I don't know that Shad Khan and Urban Meyer, that they couldn't come up, especially with all the things that went on earlier in the year, just all the crazy things that Urban Meyer was doing, hiring the strength and conditioning coach from Iowa. That was a bad hire. Some of the things that he said, this, that, and the other. I think they could do a mutually parting of ways. I'm still not going to be surprised if Urban Meyer is the head coach of Notre Dame. Now, a lot has changed in just even the few years since he's been the Ohio State head coach in the world of college football, with name, image, and likeness and the transfer portal. It's a different marketplace. But he has dealt with that before. Remember, at one time, he had Dwayne Haskins, Joe Burrow, and Tate Martell on his roster. 3 5-star quarterbacks, top flight guys that he had on the roster. And his thing was, I always recruit top quarterbacks and put a whole bunch of them out there and let them sort it out. And they did. Burrow transferred out, obviously. Tate Martell transferred about 9 different places. Haskins won the job and had 50 touchdowns and, you know, set the Big Ten touchdown record. And all. So he's dealt with all that before about kids leaving when they don't think they're going to play. That's nothing new for Urban. But it is a little bit different with name, image, and likeness and the real kind of free agency in college football. Still not going to be surprised if he takes the Notre Dame job. I know what he said, but Nick Saban said the same thing when he was in Miami. I'm not leaving. I'm staying here. Hello, Alabama. And Randy Mack can break that whole story down for you. Mark Stoops got a contract extension. Shocking, huh? As he was up for every one of these big jobs as well. This will go through 2027. Here's the deal. All these contract extensions, you saw James Franklin, now Mark Stoops, all these guys that get these extensions, Dave Aranda's working on one, doesn't matter. All that matters is what's the buyout. That's all that matters. You can sign up Mark Stoops until the year 2098, okay? If his buyout's $10 or $12 million, something like that, it won't matter how long his contract is. It's all that matters is what's your buyout on your contract. And somebody several weeks ago said, oh, well, you know, Mike Norvell won't get fired from SU because they can't afford to pay another. Let me tell you, in college athletics, there's always a money person. And if you want to move on, extend, or hire a coach, they always find money to do it. Do you know how much the Gus Malzahn move in all actuality cost Auburn? To move on from Gus Malzahn and his coaching staff and to bring Brian Harsin and Bobo and Derek Mason, the entirety of those packages was $72 million to move on from Gus Malzahn. Okay? You can always find money. Well, Florida State, yes, they do. There's a guy that's got plenty of money. They do it all the time in collegiate athletics. Did you see Mel Tucker's deal? What is it? Some guy's funding it for. It's how it works in college athletics. Remember how good Baylor was and they extended our browser? It's because the oil guys wanted to win. Always money guys around. Even for Baylor's not a great – I mean, Baylor's had blips on the radar, but by and large, the history of Baylor football in good. They still had a whole bunch of money guys. Remember when RG3 was there winning the Heisman, they weren't a good football team. They weren't all that good. There's always money guys around in collegiate athletics. So forget what the contract extension is. Tell me what the buyout is, and then we'll go from there. Transfer portal, getting loaded up. Spencer Rattler officially the other day made himself in the portal. Of course, the starting quarterback for Oklahoma had that one wrong. I had him winning the Heisman this year. I had Oklahoma number one. I had Oklahoma winning the national title and Spencer Rattler winning the Heisman. Yeah, that didn't work out. Caleb Williams, let me tell you, next year, Bryce Young, Caleb Williams, C.J. Stroud. All three of those guys are back in college football. Tell me there's not some good quarterbacks back in college football next year? Whew. But Spencer Rattler is going to go in the transfer portal. He'll be a hot commodity. He'll be a hot commodity somewhere. I don't know where he's going to end up, but he's going to be a hot commodity. And bad news for Georgia Tech. Jahmyr Gibbs goes in the transfer portal. Jordan Yates goes in the transfer portal. I get it. You better hope Jeff Sims really takes a step forward next year. I like Yates. I know he's had his issues too. Sims has been benched twice this year. I liked Yates. I thought in spring ball, I thought, you know, when we watched it with Hugh Douglas and Jarvis, I said, and I remember Yates at Milton, I thought Yates was the best quarterback out there. I thought he looked the most natural quarterback, but played a little bit this year. Obviously played against, you know, Georgia. He's got a chance. He'll go play some. I don't know if he's going to play for one of the big schools, but he can go play and start for somebody. Jahmyr Gibbs, guy's going to be a hot commodity, man. You know, he's been leading FBS in yards per game. When you look at his rushing, receiving, and return yards, he's been one of the leaders in rushing yards. You know, he's been like 1-2 all year, you know, here as far as, you know, yardage leaders in college football. He's going to be a hot commodity. I think it's going to be interesting. And his mom had some interesting things. You know, she kind of texted all that. She'd kind of texted all this, you know, earlier and kind of spilled the beans about, you know, she didn't like the way Georgia Tech was using him or something and just didn't like a lot was going on. Jeff Conn's got a lot of pressure on him. Next year, Jeff Conn's got a lot of pressure on him. There's already some rumor and innuendo that they've talked with Bill O'Brien already about coming in for the Tech job. Now, that Jeff Collins is not going anywhere next year, but there's been some rumor and innuendo already that Bill O'Brien has had some talks about taking the Tech job over if Colin stumbles. Because Colin's got to do some things. I don't know if Colin's got to be 7 or 8 wins next year, but it's got to be at least respectable and look like it's getting on track. I don't know that there's a specific win total. Their out-of-conference schedule's interesting. Besides Georgia, they got Ole Miss coming in to Bobby Dodd next year, and they go down to Central Florida, which is not that easy of a place to play. And Gus will have some things going out there. He'll get a recruiting class in. So, you know, a couple of extra out-of-conference games. The other game is like, I don't know, Eastern Michigan or Western Michigan or Central Michigan. Or it's not Central Michigan, but it's like one of the directional schools or something up there. So, going to be tough. And obviously, you know, Clemson, Georgia, like we said, at least they don't have to play Notre Dame next year. Going to be some tough sledding. All right, some thoughts about the Falcons when we get back. Chuck Reed in the Key Studios. We'll head to the top of the hour in the JR Sports Brief. Sports right after the game. Odyssey.com app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the
house. Hold it now, wait, hold it, that's played out. Hit it!
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Key Studios on this Tuesday evening. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along. Headed to the top of the hour. JR Sports Brief coming up after that. Back with you on Thursday. We'll get you ready for NFL football at that point, 7 to 8. Who's the game tonight? Cowboys and Saints. So you get to see the Aints on. Saints have been reeling here as of late. We do have Rank'em coming up at 10:40, so feel free to hit us up on the text line or on my Twitter page at JMCH316 if you want to give us a list there. Odyssey app site, catch us on the go. Follow us on the social media pages for the station at 9:20 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Well, Falcons got a win on Sunday over the Jaguars, and as I told D-Led and have said, look, a win is a win is a win is a win. It doesn't matter who you're playing against. Doesn't matter how you get there. All that matters at the end of the day in the NFL is finding a way to win. You don't have a Harris poll. You don't have a college playoff committee. You don't have a BCS computer. You don't have any of those kinds of things that you have to impress out of all of it. All that matters in the NFL is when I click on the standings page on ESPN.com, where am I? Where's the number of wins that I have? What's the number of losses that I have? And look, Falcons are sitting at 5-6 now. Are they in a great spot for the playoffs? Not really. I mean, you know, when you get into a jumbled mess like that, you know, teams have so many teams to shake out of all of it. But it really does become now to me that looking at the schedule, Carolina, San Francisco, New Orleans, that really becomes the swing games. Look, Tampa Bay this weekend, can the Falcons win with what they have left? Tampa, Carolina, 49ers, Detroit, Buffalo, the Saints. Could the Falcons run the table and go 6-0 in those games? Sure, anything can happen in the NFL. I get all of that. Realistically, it's going to be tough sledding this weekend home with Tampa. It's going to be tough sledding at Buffalo, which is, I'm trying to see what date. That's the 2nd of January. So whether Buffalo fighting for their playoff life, maybe fighting for a number one seed in the AFC, right? A lot of things like that Buffalo is going to have in play. Like, that's going to be an important game for Buffalo because second last game of the season, given where we're at with Buffalo this year. It's not like Buffalo's going to have a four-game lead and, you know, they're going to be able to wrap it up. They're fighting right now tooth and nail with the New England Patriots to try to win that division. And, of course, remember, with the way the playoff system is, you know, you don't get a bye unless you're what, the number one seed or something like that now? So, you know, there's a lot to play for Buffalo. I think that and Tampa Bay are going to be the real tough sledding games. Detroit's a win. With all due respect, if you can't, it's like I said about the Jaguars. We can't beat the Jaguars. Ain't no reason to be talking about playoffs. So you have to beat the Saints. You have to beat the Lions, I should say, first. Lions will be here at home. That's the third to last game of the season. That's the day after Christmas on the 26th when we do that. So I think that's three games that you kind of look at and say, okay, I think these could be losses, but this is a win on there. Then, like I said, Carolina, Frisco, New Orleans. Can they beat all three of those teams? Absolutely. Carolina's no great chase. Remember when everybody was like all excited Cam Newton was back in the league? How long did that last? 15, 20 minutes? Then reality set in about he's not a good quarterback anymore. He's just too beat up, banged up now. He just is. I mean, God bless him. Love me some Cam Newton. I've said before, most physically gifted person to ever play quarterback. The most physically gifted person ever. When you combine his size, strength, speed, running ability, whatever. Few guys have ever been more dominant in the game of football as Cam Newton was in that year at Auburn. I mean, you just never see that. You see great years, but he was ridiculously dominant and just unbelievable. And an MVP of the league. He's not that guy anymore. So Carolina is absolutely a team that can be beaten. Saints, of course, we talked about. 7 starters out on offense. Maybe they get some guys back by the end of the year. They're floundering right now. And without a real established quarterback, I think Taysom Hill is going to start on Thursday. And I think I saw Taysom Hill is going to start. In a game where Taysom Hill will start and Dan Quinn's going to coach the Cowboys. How about that? We'll see what that Cowboys defense looks like, and what they get done. They should go in there and win that game. I mean, especially after what Buffalo went down there and did on Thanksgiving night. And then at San Francisco, the other kind of swing game. Because you're talking about going on the West Coast. Frisco's starting to figure some things out. They look better. They're in a really tough division when you look at it. We talked about Arizona earlier in the show. I mean, that's definitely one of the toughest divisions. It's not the toughest division in football. It's just kind of crazy to think that Seattle's not in the mix, you know, of all of that. But Frisco's got some things working. They've won 3 in a row. Let's see who they play this week. Who does San Francisco play this week on their schedule? They're going to Seattle. So very much could win that because Seattle's reeling right now. But they very much could, you know, win in Seattle. Their schedule gets kind of cranked up at Cincinnati, who's playing well. They'll play the Falcons, obviously, at home. Then they got to go to Tennessee the week after that. So they've got, you know, they've got some decent games coming up. But, yeah, the Falcons can absolutely win that game. But that's one of those games you feel like it's a swing game just because of going to the West Coast. Can the Falcons go 3-0 in those swing games? Possibly. Now, I will say that the thing that I am happiest about so far with the Falcons is I was one of the cheerleaders for a few years about the idea that I didn't buy into the head coach and all his rhetoric, you know, brotherhood and Fast and Furious, the Bears loose, do right longer, embrace the suck, you know, all those things that we heard and all that. That's cute and all that kind of stuff. And when they were winning, it was great. When they weren't winning, okay, another press conference like this out of all of it. They were 1-7 last year in one score games. I think we figured up they're 5-2 this year in one score games. That's a big turnaround in 1 year. And this is what we talk about in the NFL. That's what I said. I thought the Falcons would be a 7-win team this year. I thought 7-10 was very realistic and very much in the cards. Maybe the Falcons can be, 8-9. Maybe they can be, 9-8. I don't know. But if they were going to get better, it's just the one-score games, and that's how the NFL is. Problem for the Falcons is when they lose, they average 21 points per loss. In their six losses, they average 21 points they lose by. They did have a couple of one-score games. The Carolina and the Frisco game were one-score games, but other than that, they get blown out. They got blown out by New England. They got blown out by Dallas. They got blown out by Philadelphia. They got blown out by Tampa Bay. When they lose big by and large, and that's why it averages out. Even with the 2 1-score games, averages out to 21 points per loss. But if you're 5-2 in 1-score games, that's what I said. Could we coach our way? Now, Arthur Smith's got some work to go. He's still got to get better managing the clock. He's still got to get better at some certain things. But 1-score games, man, that's where you live most of your life in the NFL is 1-score games. And if you can turn around the ship of losing in those close games and get it figured out, sky's the limit at that point. Good football teams find a way, to win it late. Like I said, the Falcons look like a playoff team right now. No, they don't. Not to me, they don't. It's not a great NFC, and that's part of why they're in the playoff hunt is because the NFC is just not all that good right now. But you keep winning. And I've seen people talk about, well, the Falcons' schedule is easy. It's an NFL schedule, man. You play the teams you play. Other teams in your division are going to play the same exact AFC division, the same exact other NFC division. In the NFL, you only have, 2 games? Maybe 3 now with this 17th game. But in the 16-game season, you only had 2 games that were quote-unquote flex games. And that was based upon where you stood in the division. If you, let's say one of your flex games would be a team from the NFC. Let's say the NFC West, okay? If you finished first, you'd play the first team, the team that won the division. If you finished last, you'd play the last place team from the year before. There's only, I guess three now, but in 16-game seasons, you only had 2 flex games. There's only 2 games that you play that would be different from the other teams in your division. So that's how the NFL schedule works. So you don't apologize for it. Nobody cares. Remember how bad the Rams and the 49ers were the year the Falcons went to the Super Bowl? Those teams were dreadful at the end of the year. And the Falcons went out there and just drubbed them. These are lousy football teams. Nobody remembers that kind of stuff. What people remember about is the Falcons going to the Super Bowl that year and everything that happened. And I understand why, but my point is nobody cares about the regular season wins and record once you get in the playoffs and you find a way to get to the Super Bowl. And Falcons are a long way from Super Bowl and all that. I'm not just saying. My point is nobody cares about the strength of your schedule. It's based upon nothing. It doesn't matter. You play all sub 500 teams. If you go 16-0 against them, guess what? You'll have the number one seed in the league, and nobody's going to care at that point. So beat bad football teams. You've taken care of your business against some bad teams. The Jets, the Dolphins, the Jaguars, they've done their business. The other thing the Falcons got to do is start winning at home, too. That's going to be another key coming down the stretch here. Because, you're going to have 3 home games. One's the Lions, which you should win. Obviously, this weekend with Tampa can be a swing game. And then, obviously, the Saints. And as bad as the Saints are, you never count the Saints out of this rivalry. And I think that's the thing about the Saints is no matter how bad both teams' records are, Falcons have had bad teams, Saints have bad teams, doesn't really matter how bad each team's record is. In this kind of game, rivalry game with the Saints and Falcons, we know how good that gets. Records don't mean a whole lot. Either one of those teams can win. So you got to take care of your business at home. Falcons have not been very good this year at taking care of their business at home. The only win is actually the game in London that they have. And I guess, thankfully, if you will, they've only got, they got 3 of their 6 games left, at home. But still, got to take care of home field advantage. Winning on the road in the NFL is a tough deal. Yeah, the Falcons have been a real good road team, but, it's tough. Tough to go out west when you're an East Coast team. Tough to go in a place like Buffalo late in the year when you're not used to playing in that environment. So take care of your business at home and try to find a couple of those road wins. Like I said, those are going to be some swing games for the Atlanta Falcons. But being good in 1-score games, massively important. Can the Falcons continue to run the football? I don't know. As long as Patterson's playing, they got a shot. I'm at the point, though, and I think you saw it, too, by the way. If you looked at the snap counts, Saw a lot of rookies starting to get some play. This is how it should be as we move toward the end of the year. I mean, once the Falcons start to get out of playoff contention, if that happens, you should increase your load for your rookies. You need to start finding out somebody. You know, Kadri Allison, it sucks last week that he couldn't play. You need to start making decisions on guys like him. You need to start making decisions on some guys that, okay, are these guys that we can move forward with? Because certain guys like Caleb McGarry, who's not going to get his fifth-year option picked up, may not even be here next year. I mean, if Caleb McGarry continues to play the way that he's played all year through the rest of the season, I mean, he's awful. Let's call it like it is. Let's not sugarcoat it. He's been awful this year. The only reason he may not be getting even more grief is just because they've had so many struggles in the middle of their interior line. And it's not a good sign when you have to switch up your centers. Do you remember the last time the Falcons were switching up centers? Anybody remember that? I do. That was the Mike Person, James Stone era of centers. And you know why they had it? Because those guys were so bad. Remember, those guys couldn't snap the football to Matt. He'd get in shotgun and it'd bounce off the turf to him. Remember how bad James Stone was? That's the last time they rotated centers. Okay? How'd that work out? It's not a good sign when you have to start rotating your center. And I understand Hennessy, young guy and all this, that, and the other. But there's plenty of young guys playing well in the NFL. Anybody seen Rashawn Slater? Anybody seen the center for Kansas City? He's a rookie. He's the highest graded rookie in the NFL right now, is the kid that's the center out of center that plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. They have two of the highest rated rookies in the NFL on their offensive line to the Chiefs. You can find guys that can contribute. So Hennessy struggling right now is disheartening. And Drew Dolman, with all due respect, doesn't get me excited either. He had two undersized centers. That's not a good recipe in the NFL to have two guys that are just too undersized that get pushed around. I mean, the reason Hennessy's not playing is because you watch him on Sunday. He gets pushed around everywhere. So, offensive line, let's hope they can get it done because this is going to be a fierce pass rush, best run defense in the NFL. You know, going to have to win at the line of scrimmage on Sunday and keep some of these guys off Matt's back. Rank them when we get back. 404-741-0929 at JMCH316 on Twitter. Sports right now to the game at SU.com app.
Those will be out of sight.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Key Studios. We head to the top of the hour. JR Sports Brief coming up after that. Thursday night, we'll be back with you from 7 to 8. We'll get you ready for NFL football. Cowboys in New Orleans to take on the Saints. Dan Quinn will lead the Cowboys because of the COVID protocols for Mike McCarthy. So it should be interesting to see Dan Quinn back as a head coach on the sideline. I'm sure we'll get the Bears loose and do right longer and all those kinds of things that go along with it. 404-741-0929 at JMCH316. We've got some lists coming in here. We used to have a little fun on the weekends with Randy and Hugh and pick their brain, learn a little bit more about the guys. And sometimes I give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it, and we call this segment Rank 'Em.
All right, Mr. Chuckery, since you know, we're getting into the holiday season now. Thanksgiving's over. You know, we're playing the Christmas music. We talked, you know, we gave our top Christmas movies of all time. We're going to make this a very holiday themed rank 'em. So I'm going to start with this. Best holiday drinks of the alcoholic, you know, category: rum and eggnog, Irish coffee, hot buttered rum, or a hottie toddy.
Give me the eggnog one. Give me a hottie toddy two. You said Irish coffee, and what was the other one?
Hot buttered rum.
I don't even know what the hell hot buttered rum is. So give me the Irish coffee three, and you know, hot cross buns number four, whatever. Jeez, nice.
Okay.
I guess I'm not living right. I haven't had, you know, my rum buttered up or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I looked that one up and came across that.
You put
one,
an avocado slice in that or something like that. Is that what they do?
I'm actually, you know, I may be one of the only dopey millennials that you know that actually doesn't like avocado. I don't like avocado.
Well, again, doesn't mean you're not a dopey millennial.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
You haven't seen Die Hard, so.
The worst Christmas gift you could possibly get, John Chuckery, out of a tie, some socks, a fruitcake, or a candle?
Oh, fruitcake would definitely be number one. Tie, socks, and candle. Probably a candle, too.
You don't burn candles, John Chuckery?
Nah. Socks, three, and I could always use a good tie. I got no problem with tie or socks.
Okay,
fruitcake, though, just, ugh, yeah. I've never been one for that.
You aren't really my friend if you give me a fruitcake. All right, moving on.
You might be one.
Is it because I've never seen Die Hard?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Among 75 other things, yeah.
You know, you know, it'd be like that sometimes.
At least you ate Cracker Barrel.
I love Cracker Barrel. I can't believe those dopey millennials never have Cracker Barrel.
Have you seen? Did you see those people? Oh, they looked at dumplings like we looked at men going on the moon. I mean, that's honestly like they had when people, you can see people watching Neil Armstrong on TV. That's how people looked at those dumplings. Those millennials looked at those dumplings like something they never thought they'd see in their entire life. A dumpling.
Well, if it's one thing I know a lot about, it's Cracker Barrel. I love Cracker Barrel.
I was just there for Thanksgiving, too. We had Thanksgiving dinner there.
Very nice. Good choice. All right. The best part about Christmas, we all know, is obviously opening the gifts. Getting those gifts on, you know, Christmas Day, opening them up, seeing the joy on everybody's faces. But we're going to make this the best part about Christmas besides opening the gifts. Is it drinking eggnog, the Christmas parties, Christmas music, or putting up the tree and other Christmas decorations?
Drinking's always the best, so give me that one. You said decorating, parties, and what was the other one?
Christmas music. Listen to Christmas music.
Christmas music, too. I don't like to go to parties, and I certainly don't like putting up Christmas decorations.
You don't even like to go to Mike Conney's parties when he had them?
Mike Conney. yeah, that's a really good party. I'll give you that. One of these days we'll get back to doing all that, but that was actually a good party.
Last I heard, he's still thinking about having one this
year. Okay. Yeah. Oh, very good. Let me knock out a couple on the Twitter page. First off, let's start with our guy, the real Matt Lana. So, look, it's been a struggle for Matt the last few weeks, but he's nice enough to bring us a rank'em list. Georgia Bulldog heartbreaks. The blackout game, Conley's game-ending catch, Tua and 26. Jalen Hurts off the bench. Oh, 2-26 because that's the national championship. Oh, no, that's the SEC championship. So give me Jalen Hurts. No, yeah, give me Tua because that is the national title game. Hurts coming off the bench was the SEC, so give me that 2. Blackout game 3 and Chris Conley, he's a good dude that they wanted to put, you know, Terry wanted to put him on radio a whole bunch anyway. Let's see, from our buddy Alvy Cohen. Matlock, diagnosis murder, touched by an angel, murder she wrote. Give me Matlock. Because he had the, I want a seersucker suit. That's still one of the things that I won. Diagnosis murder, I don't even know. So that goes at 4. Murder, She Wrote, I'll go 2. Touched by an Angel, 3. And quickly here, our buddy Rusty. Foreign objects in wrestling. Barbed wire bat, steel chair, cattle prod, brass knuckles. Always give me a good barbed wire bat, Mick Foley and Terry Funk. So give me a barbed wire bat, 1. Give me the steel chair, 2. Brass knuckles, 3. And I never understood the cattle prod. That was the worst thing to do to Bill Goldberg was give him the cattle prod. Scott Hall giving him the cattle prod, and Kevin Nash pins him for the first loss ever. That was one of the worst angles of all time. That was so stupid to beat Bill Goldberg there.
So is that where kind of like maybe do you watch The Walking Dead? Is that where they got the barbed wire bat with the spikes on them thing from? Is that kind of where they get that from wrestling?
I mean, you know, look, those Japanese death matches, wrestling matches, Mick Foley. I mean, Mick Foley had the the barbed wire bat at, what was the pay-per-view he did with when him and Triple H fought in the Hell in the Cell, he brought the barbed wire bat. But that's an old Japanese death match wrestling maneuver.
Oh, okay.
Is the barbed wire bat, because they had they would like replace the ring ropes with barbed wire.
Oh my and have gosh!
Yeah, it's just crazy.
That's a lot.
So yeah, that's a crazy gimmick. And yeah. Mick Foley would like use real barbed wire and take real barbed wire in the head because he's nuts.
Goodness,
yeah, because okay. He's nuts like that.
Jeez, well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Anywho, all right, this is we talked about top 10 Christmas movies and during That's Life, but I want to get your rank them on these best Christmas songs. Mariah Carey, obviously, All I Want for Christmas mm-hmm. is You.
That's my daughter's favorite Christmas song of all time.
There you go.
She's Donnie, 13, so what does she know?
We played this one earlier, Donny Hathaway, This Christmas. Holly Jolly Christmas by Michael Blue Blay, and Let It Snow by Frank Sinatra.
Give me This Christmas 1. Let It Snow by Frank Sinatra 2, Mariah Carey 3, and anything Michael Bubbles is going to go probably toward the end. So.
I think
he's overrated.
I didn't know you weren't a Michael Bublé.
He's all right. I just think he's overrated. I don't know. He's just kind of hokey. Yeah.
All right. Best Christmas candy, because people do love to bring out the desserts during the holidays. Do you prefer fudge, a candy cane, reindeer corn, or candy corn, however you want to look at it, or Christmas cookies?
Well, cookies won. What was the other three? What was it?
Fudge, candy cane, or like reindeer corn, candy corn?
Candy corn on Christmas? Bad enough that goes fifth. Candy cane would go fourth as well. So give me cookies, fudge, and then take the other two out and throw them away in the trash.
I didn't know you would feel this strongly about those other two. I thought you look like you could enjoy some candy corn.
Who eats candy corn on Christmas?
I don't, but I thought maybe you would.
I can understand candy corn on, Halloween.
Well,
for
Christmas, they call it reindeer corn.
It's the same thing?
It's the same colors,
or is it different colors?
No, it's different colors. Okay, it's Christmas right. colored.
I was going to say, it have to be a different color, so.
Okay, I really wanted to get to this one. Who would you prefer for your secret Santa to be if you had to choose out of these four people? Randy Mack, Sean Thompson, Hot Take Tommy, or me?
For a secret Santa?
Yeah.
Oh, Randy all the way. He got me an Akron U pullover, so he'd be one. Sean would be two. You would be three. And I honestly, although I say this, Hot Take did get me a pretty cool I don't remember what the European Soccer Club was t-shirt, but he got me a pretty cool t-shirt because I got him an Austin 316 t-shirt because I wanted to stun him. I so badly wanted to just kick him in the stomach and give him a stunner out of all of it. But he did buy me a pretty cool shirt. So you might go to four because I've never gotten anything out of it. Sean gave me a job. Randy gave me a pullover. Tommy gave me a t-shirt. You haven't given me nothing.
Okay. So. Well, I'll change that this year. I got you this year. I'll see what the Dopey Millennium can pull out.
By time. I'm giving you a career.
very,
very quickly here, I think our buddy Rusty brought this one as well because the Jarvis does like to throw the adult film actresses in. Rank these. Capri Cavani, Dylan Ryder, Lisa Ann, or Ava Adams. Ava Adams is so up as number one. It's not even close, I'll be honest with you. I go Lisa Ann number two. I'll go Dylan Ryder three, and Capri goes number four. So, sorry, we had to do a little bit more adult theme like we normally do.
I'm going to get one more kind of adult theme there. It's not going to go that far, but it's going to be the last one.
You're good.
Your top, who would you, out of all these four, who would you want to be under the mistletoe with the most?
Oh, boy.
Salma Hayek, our girl Rihanna, Gal Gadot, or Margot Robbie?
All right, Robbie, Gadot, Rihanna, and who is the first one? I'm sorry.
Salma Hayek.
Oh, Salma Hayek won. Oh, have you seen her lately in her bikinis?
Oh, yeah.
Holy
smokes. She even looks good in that Marvel movie, Eternals.
I'm telling you honestly, her and Elizabeth Hurley are better looking now than they were 20 years ago. That seems impossible. So she's one. Rihanna, too. I've always said Rihanna's a dirty girl.
Oh, yeah.
Rihanna, too. Margot Robbie, three. I'm not that. I know. I'm not as big on Gal Gadot.
Really?
Yeah. First of all, I don't like her accent. I saw the other day, and I watched part of it before, and I watched the other part the other day. That Justice League movie is so awful. It is so awful.
You know they got a director's cut now. It's even longer.
Why would I want to see that? Because unless he redid the entire movie, That movie is awful. It is so ridiculous looking. It is so stupid. The story makes no sense. They, you know, a qua man wearing that ridiculous outfit.
Man.
It's awful.
Oh, goodness.
And that Flash character, I want to hit him in the face with a barbed wire bat. All right. We'll be back with a Love TKO to wrap things up. Chuck Green, the Key Studios on Sports Radio The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.